Okay, we have here a machlokes in the Gemara. The Gabi Kriyash Mavs the right to the Rabbanan. The Gemara is like this. The Safik, I'm a Bruna, I'm a Shmuel, the Goyer is Safik, Kara, Kriyash Mavs, Safik, Loi Kara. The Safik, if someone's Kara, Kriyash Mavs, ain't a Chayz of the Kara. It's not a Chayz of the Kara, Kara, Kriyash Mavs, Safik, because the Gemara my time, because Kriyash Mavs the Rabbanan. Chiv, Kriyash Mavs, all the Rabbanan, the Safik, it's not Mechayiv to say it over again. In fact, the Gemara, Moshe B'Yosef, who B'Shach P'chov K'mecha, how can it say Kriyash Mavs the Rabbanan? It says, B'Shach P'chov K'mecha, Pashtas is going, Kriyash Mavs, that's chiv, the right to say Shema. I'm like, Abai, who would the Vitoyer say? Shach Chov Kamech is not going on Kriyashma, it's a chiv of the Vitoyer. That sheet is the view of Amash Shmuel. The Gemara says, oh, it's the Belaz, I'm a Safa Kari Kriyashma, Safa Kari Kari Chayzi of Kari Kriyashma. You are a chiv to be Chayzi and be Kari Kriyashma. The Grashi, as she says, because Kasava Kriyashma the right. Belaz is Chayzi, then he also Kriyashma the right. So Pashas, we have your Machlaiz in the Gemara, Kriyashma is the Rabbanon, or Kriyashma is the right. And Oma, that holds that it's the Rabbanon, and you ain't a chayz of a kaira, he holds that the pasuk of b'shach b'chov k'mecha is going on Talmud Torah. It's going on the Vritar, it's chiv Talmud Torah, b'shach b'chov k'mecha. Tosfos and Saita goes through all over Rais, and all over you find that Kriyashma is the Rais. He asks on Shmuel, Tosfos asks, how could Shmuel say Kriyashma is the Rabbanon? You find Kamal Mekhemis, Mishnayit and Brais, that Kriyashma is the Rais. Machlokes if Kriyashma has to be said after Lashon HaKodesh or it could be said B'chol Lashon, and the Gemara Dashon Sukkim Shema is Mashma B'chol Lashon Shata Shemeya, and B'Hoyu is Mashma Dafka B'Avi Yosin Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, so it's Machlokes Hay Dashon the Pasuk, but it's before that it's going on Kriyashma. And Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil, if you have to say Shema B'Shoch B'Chol B'Kmecha, sitting or standing, it's before Pasha B'Sham B'Sil being Chaylik in Midarayt Zikkim Machlokes, if Shema, how Shema has to be said, it's yet Kriyashma is the Rais. Tosfos brings a whole list of Rais. And Tosfos doesn't answer. He says, "For Deichas Loim, that's all Asmachtis, because you don't find the Gemara's Medayik so much in Asmachtis to make Limudim like this back and forth Machlokes in Asmachtis. It's Masha from all these Gemara's that they write. And Tosfos blasts Shver from all the Gemara's. Doesn't say what he's coming out of Lemaisa, but he just says it's Shver and Shmuel. Lemaisa, other Tosfos in on the forest, all of a shot, Tosfos passes that Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. Hagam Tosfos asks from Kamish Nayit and Brayta and before that Kriyashma is the Raisa, but Tosfos all over goes. The Alalacha Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. Tosfos and Saita over there, and Amir Al, Tosfos says over there also, that's the Rabbanon. Tosfos and Menachos and Bava Kama, all over Tosfos and Amzon, that Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. Alalacha. The Rif Bayas Paskins, he says, let's look at Sukkah Shmuel. We don't Paskin like Shmuel, that Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. We Paskin, Kriyashma is the Raisin. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says, Zmoini, the Mitzvah of Kriyashma is the Mitzvah of the Raisin. The Rambam, just like the Rif, that's Mitzvah of the Raisin, Sefer HaMitzvah. And the Rambam says in Forish, well, Gabi Agmar, if someone's a Suffolk, if he was Kaira Kriyashma, he's Chayz of a Kaira, there are multiple of the Raisa to say Kriyashma. Because the Mishnah says, what's Pakat of Shah that we paskin that Kriyashma is the Raisa? Well, Chayr, we should paskin like Shmuel, because Shmuel was Rabbi Der Belazar. It's Machlik, it's in the Gemara Shmuel and Belazar, Kriyashma is the Raisa Der Rabbanon. Shmuel was Rabbi Der Belazar, we should paskin like Shmuel as the Rabbanon. So, to catch the Mishnah, the Makar of the Rishonim, the paskin that's the Raisa, because all the Mishnahites and the Brites, all over Shah, and the Vor. That's the right, like Tosfos Taino, again Tosfos himself, Paskin, that's the Rabbanon, but the other Paskin, Machmazeh, Paskin, the Kriyashma is the right. This is up to Kesef Mishnah. In the Rosh, we find a Stira, La'alacha, if Kriyashma is the right or not. The Rosh himself, over here, in Bracha said that, it sounds like the Rift, brings down the Rift, that the Sufik, if you're a Kari, Kriyashma, you're Chayz, the Kari says, La'alacha, we Paskin, Kriyashma is the right. Like, we don't go like Shmuel, let's look at Shmuel, we Paskin, the Kriyashma is the right. And Chuvah is the Rosh. Chuvah Rosh says he names on for Pashas that Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. Hanan Gan Tachesh over there about a Suma being Moitzi and Kriyashma, but he says the Kriyashma is only the Rabbanon. So Pichadosh asks a steer in the Rosh if Kriyashma is the Raisa or the Rabbanon. So we have a steer in the Rosh. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Paskin that Kriyashma is the Raisa, and if there's a song from Supik, if you say Kriyashma, it has to be Chayz of the Kaira, we pass Kriyashma as the Raisa. So Shagzari handles the Indian over here if Kriyashma is the Raisa or the Rabbanon, and Shagzari says, what's the Hakad of Shat that the Poskim Paskin that Kriyashma is the Raisa? He asked the Kasha, Chayr Shmuel is Rabbi, the Belazar, the Pshutu is Pasman in the Gidri Apsak, in the Mal is Pasman Shmuel, the Kriyashma is the Rabbanon. And he says, the Kasha Mishnah's Pshat, that is before in the Brightest and the Mishnayis, that Kriyashma is the Raisa, is a very sharp Pshat. He says, because Otto and Acha Kim and Yosem is Shmuel. Shmuel also knew the Mishnayis and the Brightest, and Shmuel says the Rabbanon. So whatever Shmuel does with all these Mishnayis, we're not going to go on Paskin, not like Shmuel, because we found Mishnayis. Shmuel knows the Mishnayis, and Shmuel Paskin anyways the Rabbanon. So right then, we should Paskin, why do we Paskin the Raisa? The like of Shmuel. So Shagzai wants to say, because he says the Machlokes is Rav and Shmuel in this Indian, and he has a Rav, the Rav holds that Kriyashma is the right. So what's the Rav? Because Rav says in a Darm that if someone makes a Neder, a Shvur, that he's going to learn something, Neder Godel Noder Lelekei Yisrael. Tzchal a Neder, Tzchal a Shvur, it's a Gvald of the Neder. In fact, the Gemara Ayis Mushpah Voimid, person's Mechayiv to learn. Said B'Shach B'Chov Kamecha, person's Mechayiv to learn. So the Gemara, no, because that chiv of b'shach b'chol k'mecha, the boy potter nafshe b'kriyish m'shachas v'arvis. That the kriyish m'kayim, that's going, that the kriyish m'kayim b'kriyish m'shachas v'arvis, that chiv. So Mela, when someone makes a shvuah, he's going to learn something else, something different. It's chal the shvuah, he's not mushba b'oimah to learn whatever he's making a shvuah, he's going to learn. He could have taught himself b'kriyish m'shachas v'arvis. So the shachas v'arvis, according to Shmuel, that kriyish m'zer abonah, the Gemara says, what's b'shach b'chol k'mecha going on? It's going on the v'ritayrim. It's not going on Kriyishma. Hobe de Vitoyuk, the Gemara says. And Rav says Klar, that Shachkov Kumech is going on Kriyishma. He says, Hobe, you could be patting yourself up, but the Kriyishma Shachis Varvis. So Kapshut, the Rav and Adarim is saying Klar, that the Chiv of Shachkov Kumech is going on Shema, not on Talmud Toyuk. So we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and then we have Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, passing like Rav over Shmuel, made the place to pass with all like Rav. That's why he says Pshan, all the place and go to Rav. The Shai lives at the Shai Gnari, plus Pshan Toysis passes like Shmuel. Toys about like Shmuel, like Kriyishma Zerabonon. Why is he not masking to this tiny that Rav says Mefurish that Abshach Klov Kamecha, you could pass to that Chiv, would say Krishma Shachris Varvis, according to Shmuel. The Gemara says, Abshach Klov Kamecha is going on Divrei Torah, not on Krishma Shachris Varvis. So the Shach says, once you saw in the Gemara of Bayos, what the Gemara says, that the Freedom of the Omar, Krishma Zerabono, the Gemara asks, it says Abshach Klov Kamecha, and the Gemara says, who would be Divrei Torah? So the Shach says, when the Gemara says, who would be Divrei Torah, it doesn't mean that the Chiv, Talmud Torah, like Gisuba Yoimon Velayla, they have to learn Yoimon Velayla, like Anta Tog. So, who are they going to be? B'shach Chov Kamech, you have to learn morning and night, you have to always learn. So, it's not the Pshat in Shmuel. Pshat in Shmuel is that Azoibil Mandama Krishma Dairaisa. That means you have to say the Pasha of Shema once in the morning and once at night. So, to Mandama Krishma Dairabanon, to the Chiv Midairaisa of the Divrei Torah to say one Pasha in the Torah in the morning and one Pasha in the Torah at night. The Gansum Achloikis. The Madama the Raisa Bon is that according to Madama Kirishma the Raisa, you have to bedaska say the Pasha of Shema the Boiker and the Pasha of Shema the Erev. According to Shmuel, the Kirishma the Abonon, he holds Madafka Shema, it's any Pasha in the Torah. Any Sukkim in the Torah, you say, take out any Pasha you want. You say one Pasha in the morning, and you say one Pasha at night, and that's how you Makayim the Din of Shach Chov Kumecha. It's not saying Sam, that person Mukhiv to learn a Gansa Tog Yom of Elayla, it's saying that the Chi is Kriya's Pasha of the Torah of the Boiker and the Pasha of the Torah of the Erev. That is Shmuel's Din. Now, Hebrew Torah Ksiv just means, there's not miyuchid for Shema, you mekayim that din with any divrei Torah. The Meila zok the Shagas Arya. So about the Rav that says that you can mekayim b'boy pata nafshe the kriyish meshachris va'arvis, it's not a steer to Shmuel. Shagas Arya is saying he'll chayy Rav and Shmuel mevoyet the chayy. Because Rav says that you can mekayim yidim meshachchov kumecha with Shema in the morning and Shema at night. And the Gemara is saying according to Shmuel, meshachchov kumecha means b'divrei Torah. They have to it's a din of Talmud Torah. So the Shagazai, no, the din of B'shach Chov Kamecha V'Agamor just means say a Pasha in Torah in the morning and a Pasha at night. Midrabbanan, they came along and they said that the Pasha they should say is a Pasha Shema, but Midrabbanan, it could be any Pasha. So when Rav and Adarim said, Yiboy Potter Navshe with Shema, the boy can Shema Be'er, Yibam Midrabbanan, the Chiv is say with Shema. About the Midrabbanan, could be any Pasha. Rav also asked the Shmuel maybe that Midrabbanan, you could say any Pasha in the Torah in the morning and any Pasha Be'er. They said to do with Shema, so maybe the Rav read the Lashon of Shema, but the point is, after Shema, the point is that you could say a Pasha and Torah Boiker and a Pasha and Torah Be'er. That's how it learns up Shmuel's din. So you just read Zoy, so come down. And when the Gemara B'yah says that it's a suffix, if you said Shema, according to Shmuel, Eino Chayiz Levekayir Kirishma, because Shmuel says, because Kirishma is the Rabbanon, so suffix the Rabbanon Lekula, he says that's only if you already said something in the Torah that day. If you didn't say anything min ha-Torah, so avad yav chiv midiraisa. So Shmuel, same thing as Rav. That's Shmuel, same thing as Abelazar. Avad yav chiv min ha-Torah, to say something min ha-Torah be'boike and something min ha-Torah be'erev. Just if you said anything else min ha-Torah, lav dafka Shema, then Shmuel saying, you're not mechuv to be koyer kriyishma. Shekhar and Abelazar holds, no, the chiv of the parasha of Shema, bazunde, that miyuchadika parasha, is midiraisa, it can't be yoytze with any other parasha. So maybe that's the Shagazai, all toises kash, some yoshiv, toises that whole list of kash that you find. That the chiv midiraisa, the chiv midiraisa, if you have to, you see, you find machlokes, if you have to say Shema dafka b'loshen hakodesh u'b'chol loshen, and you find machlokes b'sham b'sil of sitting or standing, so you see it's going on Shema. So the Shagazai, all those gemaras, love that we're talking about Shema, those gemaras are talking about, it stems with Shmuel, all these gemaras, all these mishnayis and brises, because even according to Shmuel, you have a chiv to learn something from a Torah b'boiker, and something from a Torah b'erev, you have to say, you have to be kohar a parasha and Torah b'boiker b'erev. All these machlokes, some love dafka on Shema, the shaylis, they have to be kohar any other parasha. Or if you have to do it sitting or standing or any machlokes you're going to have, according to Shmuel, we go with any other parash. Azoi zok the Shagasari. Benis, the Shagasari's chiddush is mefurish of Ben Yoyna himself, he says, at the end of the story, he says, Shumat Tasir Ben Yoyna says, on the Gemara of Shmuel, Ben Yoyna says that Shmuel holds that Lashon is, Af Pishikasa Batoyer of Shach Pchov Kumecha, Svir Leila Shmuel, Shle Omer Toyer Dafka Kriyishma. Ela sheyikra of the Torah b'chol makom sheyirtze. You have to declare the Torah b'chol makom sheyirtze. That's what according to Shmuel and Torah said b'shachchol kumecha. It means you can declare the Torah anywhere you want. Lav daf b'shema. So coming out of here, the machlokes of Beleza and Shmuel is that according to Beleza, the chiv is shema b'dafka, and according to Shmuel, the chiv is any part of the Torah, any parsha of the Torah, v'beker u'be'er. Karen Ora brings down this Shagzai, instead brings down Shagzai from the Zavur and Ben Yoyna like this, that according to Shmuel, shachchol kumecha, but the Torah means they have to learn something in the morning and something better. In fact, the Karen Ora, that there's still two kashas shver, that the Shagzai is not being miyashim. He says, first of all, we learn out oisikam mitzvah patim na mitzvah from this parasha of Shema. V'lech techa v'aderech. We learn out v'lech techa. It's only chayim in Shema. If you go v'lech techa, you go with your own tzrach. But if you oisik mitzvah, then you patim na mitzvah. You patim from Shema. So we learn out this is the makor for oisikam mitzvah patim na mitzvah. In fact, everyone asks, Shazai himself when the shtickle asked the kasha, that how can you learn out from your oisikam mitzvah patim na mitzvah if the pasuk is going by if the shachkum kmecha means the divrei Torah tziv according to Shmuel that's going with divrei Torah. So the chiv Talmud Torah, the chiv is Talmud Torah that we know that Talmud Torah mevatel to a mitzvah because since Torah lumas am nas lasos, so someone's learning is mevatel to go do a mitzvah. So how do you see for me oisik a mitzvah is part from a different mitzvah? Maybe oisik a mitzvah is only part from learning from shachkol kamecha. But how do you see for me oisik a mitzvah is part from an under mitzvah? So that's the Karen Torah, even according to the way of Shabbos Aryeh, which in Vurfa many Yoyin is learning that shachkol kamecha means the mechuyev to be kaira, a passionate Torah veika and a passionate Torah be'erev. Still shred is kasher, because the mitzvah say you have to learn something in the morning and something at night is a mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's saying you have to learn something in b'shach, called b'shach kima b'shach shchiva.
So
Karen Torah is not megon. It's Talmud Torah. It's saying you have to learn in the morning, you have to learn at night. Oy Bazoi is saying, so how do you learn out oisik mitzvah? It's patim not mitzvah. Maybe only patim from this chiv because it's a limud. It's a learning chiv. It's a chiv of learning. You have to learn something in the morning and something at night. You shouldn't be able to learn out other mitzvahs. That's why he's naming on. Right, maybe it's under a din. The Karen Torah is naming on. It's Talmud Torah dekadin. And he says, Vaisi, he says, L'chayr, let's read this Shabbatar Ben Yoni. He says, L'chayr, it's lamtap for Torah Shevachsav. Wouldn't Torah Shevachsav? You could be Makai in this mitzvah. The point is, you should learn something in the morning, and you should learn something at night. So Meili asks, Vaitet Shver, how is Shabbatar answering the Kasha that the Machayk is the staff of Loshna Kodesh, even Machal Oshin? So Shabbatar says, yeah, because there's a din to learn something in the morning, something at night. The Machayk says, that have to be in Loshna Kodesh. In fact, Karen Oyes, if you learn even Torah Shabbat Peh, it's Pashi Yon Lashna Kodesh, no din. It's not Lashna Kodesh, you have to learn something in the morning. It's a din. I'll tell you, you have a Gisba Yom Valayla. You have to learn a whole day. So this Pashi is saying, B'shach Chov Kumecha, when you wake up in the morning and at night, you have to learn something. So rather, it's no time to say, you have to be Dafka Lashna Kodesh. Mayor Karen Oyes, Blay Shver on the Shagasari. Chayra, the Machlaikis, Karen Oyes, the Shagasari, if he's the Yisoy, he's the Machlaikis, like the Oyes is saying. What's the Machlaikis? What's the Yisoy, this Rabbi Yoyin is din that you have to learn in the morning, you have to learn at night. Karen Oyer's understanding, his side of the halach is that the mitzvah Talmud Torah, as I've given you, as I've given you, the Gemara Kipshuta, Gemara says that who would be Torah Ksid. So before the whole Shabbatai Shtickle, Kipshuta learned the Gemara, it means the person is Mechuyev to learn. So Chiv Talmud Torah. So Karen Oyer learned off that the Shabbatai, the Beni Yoin, is just saying that it's not a Chiv of a Gitzvah Yoin Velayla a whole day. Mekayin, mitzvah Talmud Torah once in the morning and once at night. It was under a Chiv of Talmud Torah, Bebeiker Ube'er. So he's tying up its Talmud Torah the Kedin. It's a regular Talmud Torah the Kedin, once in the morning and once at night. The Meili asks these kashas. My Sheikh and the Shagasai is learning that there's not a vart of stand half Talmud Torah. It's a Zoivi Mitzvah Kriyishma. My Dama Mitzvah Kriyishma is a right, you have to be covered this parasha with Afka. My Dama Kriyishma, there are bottom holes. With the right, you have to be covered any parasha in Torah, but it's a Mitzvah Kriyish parasha in Torah. And if I do a few Shagasai, you say, now it's a Karen Torah, you have to be Afka Torah Shevachsav. The Loshna Beni Yoni is, Sheyikra, the Torah is, he says, Sheyikra, the Torah, Bechol Mokim Sheyirsi. That's Losh. Takamash. We don't say Sheyilboy b'chol makom sheyitze. Sheyikur b'toyim b'chol makom sheyitze. Yidav b'toyim shavchsav. And mele, it's a mitzvah of kriyas haparasha. And mele, that's why if you learn out the mitzvah, it's potom in our mitzvah. Because you see, if you potom this mitzvah, you see, it's a mitzvah dekadin. And mele, who then the tzad tzedav losh nekodesh, because it's a mitzvah of kriyas haparasha b'dav. So this is all in Shita, this Ganta Shmuz of Shagatayi, and the Reni Yoin, and the Karen Oyer, it's all a Shmuz according to the Mandam that Kriyash Maz the Rabbanon. And the right to the pasuk means the v'tayir. That's what it means. So we're saying it means you have to be kara pasha l'boyk and a pasha bear. This is all shalaya libud the hilchos because we pasuk in that kriyshma is the right. This is not negaya. It's all shmuz according to us. We pasuk in shachanar of kriyshma is the right, and a person is mechuyev midai right to be kara dafki kriyshma kipshut. Chassam Sofer brings down. Penishur brings down also. Chassam Sofer brings down from a sefer Tumas Yesharim. Then Tumas Yesharim says mamish fakeret from the shagatayir. It's mamish the opposite from the shagatayir ben yoyin. He says that according to Rabbi Lezer, that says the Kriyishma is Doiraisa, doesn't mean that Midoiraisa stop the Kriyishma. Avada ki mekai mechim Doiraisa in any parasha. When he says the mechim Doiraisa to say Kriyishma, it just means the mechim to say any parasha in the Torah, but boy, ki rubeir. The mechim to say something in the Torah. Midorabbanon, they will be yachid. The miyachid the din or the pasha of Krishma for that chiv. But the right is any pasha in the Torah. Shakzayim and Yonah saying fakir. Shmuel, my number, Krishma derabanan is makin that midai right they have to say something in the Torah. That's Shmuel shita. Meshekin belez holds that midai right is dafke Krishma. He says fakir to belez. My number says Krishma derai so doesn't mean dafke Krishma. Means any pasha in the Torah. You have to be koyer, which will come out that according to this shita we pass Krishma derai so. But avadik v'makayim with any pasha in the Torah, lav dafke Krishma. The din of Krishma is only midai rabon. That's why he brings down the Tumas Sharm and some Sefer's Lashon is that he brings Hevi al Derayis Bruyos Vatsumos Vadas Noita Shizel Emes. It says to some Sefer that Kanir that's the Emes. But in fact, some Sefer, Ibazoi, comes out that all the Shakhtai's cash the back shred. They're being the Yonah Shakhtai. What are we going to do with all that? So to some Sefer, more exactly. Want to miyash of all the Shitas. Want to say that the Emes is no machloikis in the Gemara Shmuel and Belezer if Krishma is the Raisa or Krishma is the Rabban. No machloikis in the Chlaf. Everyone's masking to this one Yisori. Everyone's masking that midai raisa person's mechuyev to say something midai Torah beboiker and something midai Torah be'erev. Any passion Torah beboiker, any passion Torah be'erev. That is the din midai raisa. Midai rabbanon, the din is you have to say dafka pashas Krishna. Sash Mo Sarev Leza masking to that din midai raisa, that's din midai rabbanon. What's the machlokes? He says, well, Maisa comes out that once midai rabbanon, they were masaken, that the only way to mekayin the din b'shach b'chov k'merch is only with the pashas Krishna. So Maisa, when someone learns before davening, Zikha doesn't have a mind, Zikha not be mechavin to be yoytis mitzvah of shach b'chov k'mecha. Because if Bamadur Abban and you only yoytis with Krishma, so when he's learning something else, he doesn't have kavana to be yoytis in a mitzvah. So Melech can be telling the Shaila, mitzvah tzrichas kavana or ain't tzrichas kavana. Because if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, so it comes out that you are not yet mekayim, you're mitzvah deraisa. When someone learns before he said a pasuk in Torah, he said something before davening, and then he gets the Shema. So if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana, since you weren't mechavin yet to be yoytis, so when you're saying Shema, you have a chiv of deraisa now, you be mekayim, you're mitzvah deraisa, because you weren't yoytis yet to mitzvah deraisa. So if you say any psukim in the Torah before, you're already yotzichiv with the right, which is to say any parasha in the Torah. She says that's machloekis from the Gemara. Shmuel said, "Sofik if you said Shema, not ainu choyzu v'koyru k'shmuel paskin mitzvahs ainchichis kavana." So maybe you're already yotzich. Not even you already said something in the Torah, so you're already yotzichiv with the right. So the Shema part with the Rabbanu. Mashenkin according to Belezer mitzvahs tzrichis kavana. The mail is at the Belezer. So if you mitzvahs kavana, you weren't yet yotzich mitzvah the right. So Shema, the mail you have to choyzu v'koyru to have mitzvah the right. And he says, the male from Yoshua is steer in the rush. We had a steer in the rush. Had the rush passed, and the rush himself and says in the forge. That Choyzev Koyer, because Krishna is the right. So the rush in Shuva says, the Rabbanon. Dr. Samsoy is very Kshma, because the rush passed in the Allah that Mrs. Strich is Kavan. So male from Sokhmi passed, because someone has a Sokhmi, if he said Shema or not, he has to say over again Shema, because since Strich is Kavan, so right now, Chiv the right. He says, Shema, you weren't yet Yoshi, Chiv the right. Now, Shem came to Tshuva over there, the Chesuva works out clear that the Rosh is just saying that Amol Krishma is in the Rabban, you can be Yotze with something in the Torah. It's still a bad case where you had a mind, you wanted to be Yotze with the Psukim that you said. So everyone's masking if you had a mind that you be Mekayim, the Mitzvah, Shach, Chav, Kamech, with other Psukim, you're Yotze. So I feel some Sefer will come out, I'm ready to tell, so Allah, we pass in Krishma the Raisa, someone's holding right before his man Krishma, and then he has to be, you want to Mekayim with the Raisa, you can say, Be'dav, Shalom, Shalom, and you Mekayim, you mitzvah the rights of Krishna feel some service. And even Allah that the rights you know you dafka this parasha of Shema. Just one zakh to throw is what is taka the mitzvah of Shema? Shoot the mitzvah of Shema is a creator parasha of the rights of dafka Shema. Go now to some service. So dafka this parasha of Shema, you have to be covered the parasha. What's the get? What's the mechus of the mitzvah of Krishna? Is the word that the mechus is the kabbal of all matzah Shemaim? That is the mitzvah of kabbal of matzah Shemaim. Or to then create the parasha, you be covered the parasha of the Torah of Shema. So then the machloik is achroinim it. Someone saying Shema doesn't need Birch HaTorah. Does someone have to say Birch HaTorah before saying Shema? So Beis Yosef says, it's totally in the Machlokes if you need Birch HaTorah for Tefillah to Tachnunim. Someone says Tehillim, let's say, does need Birch HaTorah for that? That's the Machlokes. So the Beis Yosef that Shema is totally in the same Machlokes. Shema is the same din as Tehillim and Tefillah. If they need Birch HaTorah, so to Shema. And Shagzai is Chelut and Beis Yosef, and Shagzai says, no, even if you say that Tefillah Tachnunim do not need Birch HaTorah, Shema, Avada needs, for sure, you will say Birch HaTorah before Shema. Is the chayyur that could be the machloekis veseitzus naming on that the mitzvah of the etzem mitzvah of Shema Gam you saying psukim in the Torah but the mitzvah is kabbalah to omach Shemaim so mail that veseitzus if it's the same as every other tefillah tachnunim someone saying tehillim just saying psukim in Tanakh but it's not coming to learn psukim he's coming to say tachnunim that's what he's doing so mail that does not need birchas Torah who wouldn't Shema wouldn't need birchas Torah because what he's doing is the kabbalah to omach Shemaim. Shekin Shakzai, then we know it's a create a passion. Mechuyif to be covered the passion in the Torah of Shema. About the mitzvah is maybe not some Talmud Torah like to say it's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is create a passion. The mitzvah is to be covered this passion of the Torah. And may Halach Shakzai, even if few Tachnunim don't need the Birch HaTorah, but Shema, about the mitzvah is to be covered the Torah. May Zichah needs Birch HaTorah. And the Sefer Minchas Asher Weiss, he has a Bavli Yerushalmi, a few of them, which he tells him, he wants to say, if Machlekes Bavli Yerushalmi, this Nakuda, if the mitzvah is Kirishma, it's Olmach Shemayim, says that's the Shitta of Bavli, and she says, Shami is born in a few places, is that it's a Chiv of Kirita Pasha, it's not, it's like the Limud, it's a Kirita Pasha, it's not Stan Olmach Shemayim.